The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Offerk Aaron, Ernaliru, a Gwilin.
Bien Flakuil, a Coltus Coltori Aaron, Gach Sauru. And on Garawan, a Bien Kyonis Tiraniaka, Agus Fi Mor Hulon, Jedoni, and Darla.
Yeah, Bhí an Flac Ceoil ar Siúl. That is the sound of the Irish Newsreel service you may never have heard of. Árach Éireann, documenting many things that happened in the 1950s. I think a lot of you will be aware with the iconic British Pate logo adorning archive footage of Ireland pre-1960s. You know, the one with the... Well done, Paddy. Sort of Irish or English accent narrating events. Well, Gail Lynn, in response to this, founded their own newsreel service, narrated Os Gaeilge. The footage has now been digitised and is available to view online. Ronan McGreevy, news reporter with the Irish Times, joins us to tell us about the archive. Ronan, I have to say, while I'm very familiar with the rather ludicrous British Pate archive footage, I didn't even know this existed.
Oh, and neither did I, to be honest with you. And you're right, you know, just to be the Prime Minister of Era, Mr. De Valera, today went to the horse show and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And we've seen all of that stuff a million times before, you know. So this was set up in response to this, and it started in 1959. And in fact, and it only lasted for 5 years. The reason for that being, of course, the advent of television made you didn't need to see newsreels anymore in the cinema. But even in those 5 years, I mean, it's absolutely fascinating to look through it because it's a real pivot time in Ireland where you're moving out of the 1950s, you're moving into the 1960s. So you've got a lot of, you know, very interesting the blessings of a plane and in a new transatlantic service with Aer Lingus from Dublin Airport. You've got new electricity being brought to Connemara for the first time. You've got fashion shows in Dublin. You've got the visit of celebrities like Princess Grace and Arthur Miller and John Huston, the film director. So it's a really, I think it's a really, really interesting, it's a very interesting series of films that we have here.
Yeah, and as you say, it captures a time of huge advancement and change in Irish society.
Yeah, it does, and there's also there's a lot of gaiety and celebration in all of this. I mean, there's some sadness as well, as they have the footage of the, you know, the Congo funerals from 1960 when after the ambush in and obviously you have the Aer Lingus plane crash in Shannon in 1961. But juxtaposed with that is...
I think it wasn't Aer Lingus. I think it was enjoying. It was President Airlines, I think, wasn't
no,
it?
No, sorry, it wasn't an Aer Lingus flight. Yeah, sorry, yeah, I do apologise. Yeah. It was a plane crash in Shannon Airport. So you juxtapose that with, you know, there's a lot of joy and activity in this. There's the horse show, there's kids rowing, there's flat hills, there's...
Ideal Homes exhibition, yeah, which was like Dermot Bannon in the 1960s, pretty much, was it?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. It's another perspective on Ireland. I mean, we do seem to have a perspective in this country that everything before the 1990s was terrible and there was no joy and it was all this guilt-ridden, repressed
place.
But actually,
there's more than a bit of truth to that, isn't there? We just this awful, godforsaken place, Kip and all that. There was some good things happening.
And I think
a lot of bad things happening, but there was also some good things happening.
Yeah, 100%. And I think the footage, I think this is so much joy. It's just lovely to just go through the reels one after the other. And I think it's very important to state as well, Shane, that these, somebody who's tried to put together films myself by times, this footage is freely available to anybody who wants to use it. Now, if you ever go and try and use Pate footage or something like that, you're going to end up with a bill for €1,000 for a minute. That's the... I think it's a really enlightened thing for the IFI to do, to allow people who might be making films about the past to use this footage for free. And I think that's going to really help the popularity of this.
Well done to the IFI. Can people have a go and have a gander themselves? How do they go about doing so?
Yes, if you go onto the IFI website, you need to download the app, but the app is free to download and everything comes up through the app. The actual link here is ifiarchiveplayer.ie, and you just download the app, and you can just zoom through all of the of the films on it.
All Osgailga, am I right in saying? Oh, we seem
yeah,
to.
Yeah, that's what they are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks. Sorry, we lost you for a second run. Yeah. Listen, your line's coming in and out, but listen, we got the gist of that. Thanks a million for talking to us. Ronan McGreevy, their news reporter with the Irish Times Scale Jazz Station.
Absolutely.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.